Chapter 1. For the longest time in the darkness that surrounded him, Kevin was convinced that he had died. It felt right, somehow. Everyone had told him that he didn't have long to live anyway, and then there had been the spacecraft drifting in the emptiness, the air running out little by little. After all that, shouldn't this be the end of things? "Kevin," Chloe's voice called from somewhere in the space beyond that blackness. "Open your eyes." "Go away, I'm dead," Kevin mumbled, because a part of him just wanted to go back to sleep. It wanted to drift off and relax, letting the blackness overwhelm everything. He was so comfortable that he winced as something pinched his arm. "Ow!" His eyes shot open to reveal a room that definitely wasn't the ship they'd been floating helplessly in. This wasn't a stolen hive craft, where they were slowly dying after being winged by an Illari craft and the wreckage of their world. This space was larger than that had been, and it looked almost like...
"This is a hospital," Kevin guessed.
He knew what hospitals looked like by now. He'd spent so much time in hospitals and labs and other places that it was impossible not to recognize it for what it was, even though it only looked like a hospital in an alien way, with none of the devices looking like the ones he was used to.
"You're awake, then?" Chloe said,
from the spot where she stood beside Kevin's bed. She looked faintly satisfied with her efforts to wake him up, smiling to herself in a way that suggested that she would be more than happy to do it again.
"That hurt,"
Kevin complained, and then a thought came to him.
"Are you hurt?"